7:32 now, News Talk 107.9. It's a Monday, and it's also April. We're still a little over a month away from our primary election on May 19th, but we have a lot of candidates that we'll be interviewing, and one of them, Ethan Neff. He's running for State Senate in District 30, and Ethan, welcome. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Neil. Thanks so much for having me here.
Well, this is a first for us to meet you, and welcome to the realm of politics. And
it's interesting, I'll put it that way.
What led you to this, by the way? What made you decide, I think I'm going to run for the legislature?
Really what happened it started in 2020, 2021, when we had so much businesses shut down. My business was shut down. Sibley's businesses were shut down. And we just had so many issues at that point, and I'd really never considered it. I was happy with my teaching career. And at that point, I started paying attention more. I was like, what can I do that would help the country out? So I just started getting into conservative work in even some different states. And just watching how candidates vote, watching candidates' records. And I was just like, I really just need to stand up and go for it here.
Yeah. Well, introduce yourself. You just mentioned you're a teacher. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about you.
Sure. Totally. Yeah. I grew up in farm country, and I just really like the outdoors. I'm happy to say I've never lived in a big city of any sort, just brief periods.
Yeah.
But I spent 20 years teaching in the educational field, and just through that, I got to see what works for children really well. I got to see how many teachers are trying so hard. I got to see the things that hold them back over time. Mm-hmm. But I just really enjoyed that opportunity for so long to interact and to help children grow their skills, their early skills, just so that they have the potential to be even better adults when they grow up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's jump in. If education is your background, let's chat about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of controversy in especially East Idaho, because we have Republican lawmakers who weren't supportive of House Bill 93 that is now law. So why don't you give us your foundation on House Bill 93 if you feel that money following the child is a good option?
And right off, like the House bills, I don't always keep those in my mind on which exactly
this
they
is the
are.
Parent yes. tax credit. So the parent can get $5,000 if they choose to pull their child into private education or homeschool.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. And that's a very common theme nationally as well. I think it's very important that we remember that parents should have the ultimate authority when it comes to education. Should always be parents first, so they can dictate what happens. So that bill goes along with that. Next up would, of course, be the teachers having the ultimate influence for the classrooms as much as possible. So I think that bill is a good way for parents to have more of a choice as to their education.
Mm-hmm. What are other issues that are important to you? Obviously, education has been something your career has been a part of, and you have some strong opinions about. But if you get to the legislature, what other legislation would you like to take up and take on?
Yes. One of the big issues these days, and it's definitely a hot button issue, especially nationally too, and not just here in Idaho, is immigration. I really, you know, most of us, there's very few of us that aren't descended from immigrants or aren't immigrants ourselves. But in the current environment where some people are allowed to skirt the law, either from lack of enforcement or just that's the way things are, that leads to a lot of issues. So immigration is a big one for me, illegal immigration specifically. We really have to follow the law from that nationally, and that will both protect Idaho and protect Idaho jobs. That is one of the top issues for sure.
So there were a number of bills that went through this year. None of them got passed, like the E-Verify bill didn't go through. We also had the bills that would have required local law enforcement to team up with ICE. On those sort of sub-issues, there's the umbrella of immigration, but underneath that, there's several specific issues. I don't know if you know how you would have voted, because sometimes the way you'd vote, just knowing the bill, but I guess generalize what your position would be on some of those immigration issues.
Right. We have an issue in the country right now where we are now a nation of a multitude of laws, and many of those should not exist. And every law we have is because some issue came up. So right now we're in a situation where we're having to react to a situation that should not exist. We should not have people in this country who are here illegally. There's a legal way to get here, and everyone should follow that process. Unfortunately, that process hasn't been maintained, hasn't been enforced, and the border has been quite porous over the last 15 to 30 years. So we have to make sure we follow the laws, but also try not to create too many. So things like E-Verify in today is a bit of a knee-jerk reaction to issues that shouldn't exist. So it's something that I think is very helpful. It's very good. But I also see it as something that very unfortunately we might have to have for now.
Yeah. Okay. So you solve the core problems, that erases some of the downstream
issues. I would love to get rid of as many regulations and as laws as possible, because they're all just designed to target something that came up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too many.
All right. District 30, agricultural heavy. So water has been a big deal. We are hearing news reports about how this is a record drought year. We don't have enough water. Mm-hmm. How are you going to protect the rights of Snake River farmers?
And this is a really big one. It goes way back as well, 70s and before. We have, in my opinion, somewhat of a monopoly on water control in the state of Idaho. Twin Falls has guarantees that it really disfavor the east side of Idaho. So I would like to see eastern Idaho brought more to the table, especially the farmers, because they're now not a very large percentage of the population anymore. So they don't quite get the voice that they really need, considering how much they have to use. So I would really try to get the eastern Idaho farmers involved. I'd like to see Twin Falls a little bit better of an assessment of the control they have over the water. And from the state level, make sure there's no symptom or no semblance of a monopoly regarding water.
Of course, you're running against a fairly long-time incumbent. Julie Van Orden has served in both the House and the Senate. And I think she's well-respected, even though she might not be as conservative as some. She is very nice. But I do want to give you an opportunity to contrast what you would do versus her. Like, how would an Ethan Neff Senate tenure look different than Julie Van Orden's?
Yes, and I think that gets back to certain values. And I like Julie as a person. And it's just, we have, I think, distinct values. I have the traditional American values that really built this country. And as Alexis de Tocqueville put it, you might know this quote or not, he came over and contrasted the American Revolution with the French Revolution. And the French Revolution, as you know, ended in disaster, essentially. We had Napoleon. But Alexis de Tocqueville came to America and quoted, his quote was, "America is great because America is good. If America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." And I feel like those American values, most of them Christian from the early founding of America, is what built America. If you look through the history of America, we have that. We've had a lot of that change in the last 50 to 70 years. There's a lot of elements of socialism creeping into this country in so many different ways. Those are the things that I would strongly stand against, and I would stand up for the core values like the nuclear family. There's a couple votes Van Orden has made on that I would definitely have voted different. If you'd like, I can detail a few of those. But I'm coming from that sort of a principled background. It's the constitutional Christian values that made the country great. That's where I come from.
I mean, without strongly criticizing her, I would love to know. I guess take a minute and be specific about what those votes would be.
Right. And I can't give you the bill numbers right off.
That's okay. But we don't remember bill numbers.
Well, Julie got one on me, and she got me on that one. So, for example, have you heard about the recent, I'm not sure the best word to describe it, not a debacle yet, but in Boise with the pride flags?
Oh, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you hear their response to it as well?
Yeah.
The paint in the flagpole?
Yes.
Yeah, so Julie had a vote last year on that I see as being in favor of the pride flag staying on the poles. I'd like to actually ask her specifically why, but that's something where I would see myself completely voting the other way, because I think that the nuclear family really has to be upheld, and in public, that is not an upholding of that. Another one regarding a teacher union control versus parental rights.
Yeah.
I would have gone the other way. And there is the voting record where she tends to vote with Democrats most of the time, and I most definitely am not going to vote with Democrats most of the time. I just see myself very distinctly conservative and Republican.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned in your campaign literature that you're hoping to create job growth in your district. So why don't you just give us some specifics? How do you think that you can make that work?
That one can tie into many different things, and it's a bit of a complicated one, especially because the county has more purview on that. The state doesn't have as much control, though from the state down, they do have the control of all the local jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. One of the key ways I think that can be done is by enforcing the law regarding immigration, because for every immigrant, illegal immigrant who's working here, they're taking a job from Idahoan who could have that one. And I could see that being a very easy way for that to be encouraged. Also, reduced regulation. The real estate market, there is so much regulation in that regard, and I'd like to see them be able to work with local jurisdictions to work better together. So that would, of course, the moment you have less regulations, less restrictions, there's almost always a boom in the economy.
We're talking with Ethan Neff. He's an Idaho Senate candidate in District 30. Ethan, I wanted to ask you about Bingham County, because it's been pretty tumultuous politically there. We know that even the status of the county was in question for a while, or the party, the county party was in question for a while. What would you say to your constituents, who most of whom I'm going to guess are Republican? We see how Bingham County votes. Mm-hmm. And Bingham County is, they're not alone, but they've been sort of one of those problem children, I would say. What would you?
It's been fun to watch.
It has been very interesting to watch. And what would you? I don't even know what my question is. Do to bring calm to it, or what would you say about sort of the roller coaster that we've seen politically in Bingham County the last 3 or 4 years?
And I have an answer that you might not be expecting. But honestly, the way our system of government was set up, ruled by the people with the Constitution as the supreme law, it was genius what the founding fathers did. I believe it was a stroke of genius guided by God. What we're seeing in Bingham County is really a result of a system where the citizens have a say in government. This would never happen in a monarchy. It would simply be, you know, taken care of and gotten rid of. But what we're seeing is a very honest example of what can legitimately happen in our country. I don't think there's anything negative with that. It's very important that everyone has the opportunity to say their piece, give their opinion, and participate. Sometimes it doesn't go the way I like, but that's the way our country was designed. It was designed so everyone can have that voice, everyone can be involved. As long as we follow the law, that's the important part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I've enjoyed seeing it because I feel like it's a modern modern representation of what our country is really about.
Just the struggle over.
Yes. Yeah. That is part of how our country works, ruled by the people.
Yeah. All right. Our guest this morning, Ethan Neff. His website, if you'd like to check it out, is Neff for Idaho. So that's NEFF, the number 4, Idaho.com. And anything else, any final comments you'd like to share with our audience before we let you go?
Yes. There's a phrase, and I don't know if it's from the Bible or not. It's definitely not from the Bible, but it's paraphrased somewhat. Honesty is the best policy. That is something I've always tried to live my life by. I believe it's very important that what you see is what you get. I've seen politicians, I've seen them change over time. And that's one reason why I never wanted to be a politician, because I thought if that's what a politician is, I don't want any of that. So I prefer calling myself a statesman. I want to follow the law, the Constitution. I get around that one that way. So I just think what you see is what you get.
Yeah. Okay.
What you hear is what you get.
Neff4Idaho.com. Ethan, best of luck to you in the next month and 6 days, and we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, 7:46 on News Talk 107.9. Just ahead, a look at our news.